from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Pittsburgh Steelers start the 2004 season in Atlanta, Georgia, Sunday at 1. And a lot to talk about with our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Larry.
Let's start with your story about Cam Hayward. I don't know if there's an athlete who's more respected in this town than Cam. Nice that they got a deal done before the season starts, and the fact that it looks like he will always be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah, I mean, he's done everything you could ask him to do. He's performed on the field, and he's made an impact in the community and gotten into no trouble. I mean, all of those, that combination is the perfect football player, and obviously comes with a little bit of a legacy with his father playing at Pitt, but he has created his own. And he wanted to be what he called a one-helmet guy, and now he will be with this new 3-year contract. And, you know, you're taking a little bit of a risk. What the risk is that you see some players when they hit 35 that they start to fall off. He didn't have a great year last year, but was dealing with injuries. The two before that, he had double-digit sacks in each of those years. The Steelers are banking from an on-field perspective that he's going to be more of a unicorn as a guy that can still produce after 35.
And on paper, Jeff, as you well know, with Cam, with T.J. Watt, with Patrick Queen, who they acquired from the Ravens, there's a lot to look forward to on defense. We know more about the defense than we know how this new offense is going to perform because preseason's so hard to gauge, right?
Yeah, and once again, it's going to be a year where the defense is going to be counted on to get this team to where they want to go. And I think they have a defense that's ready for a playoff push. I mean, you mentioned those guys. Their depth on the defensive line is better. You add in a Peyton Wilson, who is an intriguing rookie linebacker with a ton of speed. Then Nick Herbig, just every time you see him in a game, he makes a play. Now, some of those have been preseason games, but he doesn't get a ton of reps because, oh yeah, the other two outside linebackers are pretty good. There is a question, you know, how does Dante Jackson do with the other safety? And obviously, you're looking at an undrafted free agent at nickel. But beyond that, I think you feel really good about the defense. And Larry, you mentioned, I mean, that offense, maybe it'll be different from last year. Last year was 5 possessions, 5 touchdowns. This year, 1 touchdown with the first team. Maybe that means it's going to be a great regular season.
It is so hard to gauge. We're with Jeff Hathorn. And that said, we have a new punter. I mean, special teams are really important. Chris Boswell, our place kicker, is still there. But what about this new punter, Cameron Johnston from Ohio State?
Yeah, and I mean, Presley Harvin had a good leg, but it's like going from an amateur to a pro. And I mean, Cameron Johnston can put the ball pretty much anywhere he wants. He does all the things that that a punter needs to do. And when you're a team that relies on defense, you need a guy that can pin your opponent deep, that can flip a field when you need it. And I think Cameron Johnston, he's proved it in the league for a number of years, was a good off-season signing.
And how do you think they stack up against Atlanta's Falcons? They're kind of retooling too. And Sunday at 1, I guess we're going to find out. But what do you feel?
Yeah, their head coach is buddies with Mike Tomlin, and they brought in personnel from the Rams system. And obviously, you know, spent a lot of money on a quarterback in Kirk Cousins, and they have some depth at quarterback. I mean, Bijan Robinson, Pitts, London, they've got some weapons offensively. It's a team, if you look at some of the predictions for the year and you look at which team is going to surprise, almost every one of those lists has the Atlanta Falcons on it, that they think they're ready to take the next step because of where they're at with their talent. They weren't able to do it under Arthur Smith, obviously the new Steelers offensive coordinator, but it's one of those teams. Week one is always tricky because there's still things that are being worked out for both teams, but an interesting first one, and obviously for Arthur Smith, probably wants to go down there and prove that he wasn't, you know, he ended up getting fired from there. He wants to prove that he's a little bit better than probably what they think he is.
Here we go. We'll find out starting Sunday at 1 in Atlanta. Jeff, do you have a few more minutes? I want to ask you about some college football. And a side note on Paul Skeens. You good?
Absolutely.
Jeff Hathorn on the Big K Morning Show. And we continue our conversation with the Odyssey Sports Director of the Year, Jeff Hathorn. And this is it. There's a lot going on. We talked about Steelers football, but college football got a big start in the Labor Day days from Thursday through Labor Day, including Pitt beating Kent State, scoring 55 points, the most points they've scored since, I think, 2021. And, Jeff, I want you to evaluate what you saw at Acrisure Stadium Saturday for Pitt, because a lot of talk about this prolific offense from coordinator Cade Bell and scoring a lot of points, and they did just that.
Now, I'll start with this. We're grading on a curve here because Kent State was one of the worst teams in the MAC last year in their rebuilding program. That being said, Panthers look like they've got a quarterback, Eli Holstein, in his first game ever. He's making throws where he's anticipating throws. He's throwing to spots, which a lot of times you don't see from young quarterbacks. They're waiting for players to get open. He trusts his receiver. He trusts this offense. And I think that he's only going to continue to build. I mean, there's a lot to like about what you saw from Eli Holstein. A couple things to clean up defensively. Now you go from there to a Big 12 team and you play in Cincinnati. One of those, you know, tough on-campus environments to play in. So it'll be another step here for Holstein before next week and the much-anticipated backyard brawl.
And to your point, the ACC named Eli Holstein Rookie of the Week, 30 of 40 for 336 yards and three touchdowns. And keep in mind, they took him out for most of the fourth quarter. Yeah. So he could have broken the, freshman record.
Redshirt freshman
record. But then Nate Yarnell comes in, and in his first drive, he throws a touchdown. But it looks like Pat Narduzzi has named Eli Holstein the starter, right?
Right. And this is not anything against Nate Yarnell. It's great to have two quarterbacks where you could, if needed or if the starter is struggling, that you have a guy like Nate Yarnell that could play. It's just Holstein, it just seems like his ceiling is higher than Yarnell's, at least from what he showed week one. Again, the competition's going to start to ramp up, so let's see how he does. But that, and there's a guy named Desmond Reed who is reminding a lot of people around the area of when you were at North Allegheny, showing that kind of speed and those cuts and that elusiveness that was only seen by, you know, the stories of Richard years ago.
he was fun to watch. He's a slight frame. He's 5'8 and I think 170 pounds, but he plays tall and tough. If they could keep him healthy, he will definitely be a game changer for the future. So we'll see noon on Saturday in Cincinnati. And by the way, tonight at 6, we have the Pat Narduzzi Show here on News Radio KDK. Let's talk about Penn State and West Virginia, since West Virginia will be here a week from Saturday, the backyard brawl, a 3:30 kick at Acrisure Stadium. But they faced the Nittany Lions. They had a big rain delay, but it didn't look like West Virginia was really in that game.
No, I think they had some opportunities early, and when they weren't able to capitalize on those, when they weren't able to finish a couple of drives or make a couple of plays, that and the delay, really seemed to impact West Virginia. And oh, by the way, Penn State's really good.
Yeah,
they're a deep team. They're physical. They've got a quarterback. They've got a few playmakers on the outside. You know, for years, Penn State, hey, can these receivers hang on to footballs? They may have a group that's going to be able to do that. And if that's the case, they're going to be tough for any matchup they have this year. I mean, the playoff has expanded. I mean, this could be a really big opportunity year for Penn State. And that's a good win. It's a hostile crowd. They had to deal with a lot. And they came out with a pretty convincing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Victory.
Yeah, the Nittany Lions ranked 8th. They're going to host Bowling Green, so it doesn't get tougher for them yet. And then they have Kent State before they get into Big Ten action. In the meantime, just for a moment, Paul Skeens. You go to Chicago... and Chicago's just been beating up the Pirates, certainly when they were here. But he loads the bases in the first inning, pitches his way out, and ties the rookie record with 142 strikeouts. The team shuts out the Cubs at Wrigley 5-0. But Skeens is special, isn't he?
He is. And the reason you didn't see him go beyond that is you're going to see them limit. They want him to pitch throughout the rest of the season. So you're probably not going to see him go beyond the fifth inning, maybe at all, for the rest of the year. So, yeah, he is someone that you want to make sure is ready for next year. What he has shown this year, I think, gives the people that are optimistic about the Pirates belief that they can do something special next year. There was hope for this season. It didn't work out for a number of reasons. But Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, and the way he's played over the last 6-7 weeks, that's the reason that Pirates fans should be excited about 2025.
Jeff, appreciate it. Thanks for the time today, and we'll look forward to the NFL season getting underway this weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, and tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night already, the kickoff to the season. But it's so exciting. Because we don't know what to expect from this Steelers offense in particular. No. So we'll see in a real game environment. Thanks, partner. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry.
There's our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. On the Big K Morning Show, nobody works harder. Believe me. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Lot to talk about today. And I guess we're going to get our fill again of the candidates. What do you say? How will you describe canvassing around Pennsylvania?
Frantically.
Full court press. By the way, I'd like to circle back on the comments that Rich Fitzgerald made about U.S. Steel. I just was reviewing them, and I thought that's an interesting little back and forth between the two of you, because here he is, a former county executive, a prominent Democrat, and we have the... positions that are being taken by politicians on U.S. Steel in opposition to the deal. And he's very diplomatically saying after the election is when he thinks there's going to be some traction and maybe something good will happen after that.
Well, he also agreed with me that Marty brought up a great point yesterday.
What's the plan B here?
Yeah. What's your plan?
Right.
So if somebody's saying they're going to invest $1 billion into the Mon Valley to make those more productive, bring them up to date, keep jobs here, increase jobs here, okay, let's get it in on paper. I understand that. But why wouldn't you try to figure that out instead of just dismissing it and saying, well, they're still going to try to sell U.S. Steel?
And I would say that U.S. Steel, I mean, before they decided to sell, they were planning to spend $1.5 billion to do much the same kind of thing, and then decided that it wasn't worth the effort for them. It didn't make sense. It made more sense to sell. So, okay, fine. We have someone who's willing to step up. And it wasn't just one bidder either, Larry. I would point out that Cleveland Cliffs also was interested in buying U.S. Steel, and that may still wind up happening in the long run. I don't know, but they both see, Nippon and Cleveland Cliffs, both see the upside potential in the Mon Valley Works and how much more it can be
productive.
If they're looking at spending over $1 billion, my goodness,
we would welcome that. And interesting, Rich also said that we're number two in the country when it comes to foreign entities wanting to invest here in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, we have all kind of relationships with other countries when it comes to investment. You know, the number one investment country in the U.S., I believe, is England and China.
China has a lot of investments here. That's right.
So,
I mean, business people in China see opportunity.
And we've been allies with Japan since the end of World War II.
It's an amazing story, Larry. I was thinking about this the other day. The Second World War, awful times, millions and millions of people killed. And the two main antagonists, the two, you know, players that were the instigators of so much suffering in the world, Japan and Germany, were both, I mean, seriously destroyed cities. The Japanese, of course, had to withstand two nuclear attacks before their government would finally say, okay, fine. But think about this for a minute. The conquering nations, the ones that won the peace, that came out on top, the U.S., are two of our strongest allies today, are Germany and Japan. Isn't that an amazing story?
You know, I had the opportunity several years ago to be in Berlin and went to the wall. And I thought it wasn't that long ago. In fact, I met a gentleman then who was in his early 50s and realized he was from the old Eastern Bloc near the Polish border. And he lived under Soviet rule for half his life and then the second half of his life as a free man in a democratic environment of government. But for so long, that country was split in two and was kind of representative, iconic in the sense of the division between the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, and the U.S.
When I was a senior in high, after I graduated from high school that summer, our youth choir toured Europe, and we were in West Berlin, and we went through Checkpoint Charlie. Our tour took us over into East Berlin. West Berlin was vibrant, thriving economy, signs of commerce and flowers and trees. I mean, just a beautiful city. You get into the eastern side of Berlin, it was like somebody turned the lights out. It was such a clear difference between east and west back then. And then
there, it's a little austere, to be honest.
They've got some catching up to do in the east in Germany. We spent time in Hungary, which was behind the Iron Curtain, and things were pretty bleak there in spots, Larry.
So the point is, we have plenty of foreign investors in America. So if Japan is such a close, trusted ally, maybe there is a way to work something out, but it doesn't look like that'll happen until after November
5th. I think one of the goodwill gestures that they've made that doesn't get talked about a lot in our news coverage, because there's sometimes not time to get to it, but they're talking about moving the Nippon Steel headquarters from Texas up here, and to keep the U.S. Steel headquarters here as well.
Which we would, if they do a deal, I think, would love that. Since we have lost so many Fortune 500 company headquarters, you know, we used to be in the top 10.
I was looking at that the other day. back in the day, like Gulf Oil days and so on. An amazing list of companies.
So this story is not over yet.
I think that Rich is onto something with this, you know, kind of being in limbo until the election is over, and then maybe we'll see a change in the political wind.
Coming up right after the news at the top of this hour, Bakery Square could get a lot bigger. We're going to talk to the president of Walnut Capital, the developer of the Bakery Square area, about what's the plan.
They're this close, Larry. The Planning Commission gave the approval, and they're recommending to City Council that they approve the zoning change. That's the last hurdle before this thing can happen. It's almost there.
Well, that if you've been over there, they changed the game in that region.
When I moved here, the Bakery Square that I remember, which was basically an empty old Nabisco building, remember?
Right. They made crackers there.
And what it is today, I mean, what a 180. What a totally different neighborhood.
We should welcome people who want to invest in our city. So we'll see what the game plan is coming up. And football season starts tomorrow night. I saw this story about Kelsey, the Kelsey brothers.
What's up?
Travis and Jason, they signed a podcast deal last week for $100 million, reportedly. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
As the Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelsey go for a three-peat for a Super Bowl. So we'll see. You have something on the Kelsey brothers?
No, nothing on the Kelsey brothers, but I found something about sport. I think sports fans would like this news. I was just checking this out. So ESPN has launched this new service called Where to Watch. It's just been the last week or so that this has been available. It's an easy-to-use guide so a sports fan can find where to watch any sports event on any ESPN platform or non-ESPN. This is like the ultimate TV guide for sports fans. Remember?
So if you're looking for a game, maybe a college football game,
yep,
you go to this site and it tells you where it's at.
Yep. Fans can view all sports events for an entire day along with the network or service on which to find it. Quick one-click access to the ESPN stream. So if ESPN's covering something you want to watch, one click and you're already watching it if you're streaming. I think this is a really good idea. And then fans are also linked directly to some select partner networks for the same kind of service. This is an event database that was created and managed by the ESPN Stats and Information Group. It's called SIG, which aggregates ESPN and partner data feeds along with the originally sourced information and programming details for more than 250 media sources, including the TV networks and streaming platforms. I really like this. I've been looking for this for a long time.
It's become increasingly more difficult to find things you want on television.
Right, because the guides are so immense, you know. Yeah. And yes, you can filter through. And like I'm a Fubo subscriber, and I can say I want to look for football games, but it only lists the ones that, you know, that I have direct access to. This would give me the opportunity to find games like on Apple Plus, for example, that I have, or if there's going to be a game on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Those are the things I need to know about. Those things don't show up in my TV guide on Fubo. They just don't.
Well, there you go.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.